Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bert Show.
So it's very possible that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are just a conspiracy theory for the NFL. Did you miss that theory earlier this morning? Don't miss it at all. You don't have to. The Bert Show is on demand. Our podcast is the same as the live show. You just got to find our podcast, and you can download anything you want at theburtshow.com or any podcasting platform.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like we've been talking a lot about what will make people cry today. Earlier in E-Buzz, I talked about the soundtrack that Margot Robbie will listen to in order to evoke some tears before a big scene. She listens to the Titanic soundtrack. We just talked about movies that guys need to sit through in order to shed a singular tear. Apparently, Gladiator is one of them. But for me, to get my tears flowing, the only thing I needed to see was the photos of the One Direction members showing up at Liam Payne's funeral today. Oh my God, I'm so upset.
This is happening now?
It's happening literally right now. This is the first time they've all reunited for the first time since One Direction ended back in, like, I don't know, 2015, 2016. And we all knew this was going to happen once we found out that Liam Payne had passed away. We're like, oh my God, like, A, we'll never get a One Direction reunion ever. But the next time all the boys are in the same room together and photographed together is going to be at his funeral.
And then the flowers that his son has for him.
Oh my God.
Spelling out.
I can't. It's so sad.
Wow. I know.
It's really upsetting.
Out, Daddy.
Well, anyway, on a hard pivot, the CMAs are tonight. They're going down at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. And I would like it on the record that we're all cool with us talking about country music, because I've gotten some emails and DMs that people don't like it when I talk about country.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of crossover between our formats now.
Okay. So I have your stamp of approval before I start getting the haters.
For
absolutely.
Sure.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the CMAs. So there's this article right now on American Songwriter where people are talking about who is predicted to win from the experts, who they think will win, but then they also have some explanations as to who should win. So for Entertainer of the Year, that is like the big award to get at the CMAs. They're predicting that Jelly Roll will win.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time.
Besides his music, why do I love him so much?
He just seems really likable, yeah. Like a cool dude.
Like a lovable dude.
Lovable dude. But then they think that actually Morgan Wallen should win instead for Album of the Year.
I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said.
Sorry, not for Album of the Year. They think Morgan Wallen should win instead for Entertainer of the Year. But for Album of the Year, they think that Chris Stapleton will win. An oldie but a goodie. But they think Jelly Roll should win instead.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny for those that complain, like, that's country music. You shouldn't be talking about it on a top 40 show. Every one of those songs right there we play on most of our stations around the country. Maybe not Chris Stapleton, but the others are top 40 songs now.
100%, especially like this song with Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. For Single of the Year, they think that I Had Some Help will take the prize.
Hate this song. It just screams, what? I am incapable of taking accountability.
Yeah.
It
is, how you get to.
It's tone deaf, but dang, it's catchy.
Every time I hear it, it's like nails on a chalkboard, because I'm like, no, you didn't have some help. You did it all by yourself. Own up to your mistakes and take accountability. Dang it.
Which one do you hate more, that or It Wasn't Me?
Oh, it wasn't Shaggy's It Wasn't Me is still in the top spot, but this one is, it's nipping its heels, man. It's nipping its heels.
It might not have been him.
I'm sensing a theme here. Basically, if it's a man who can't take accountability, it's a song you don't want to listen to.
Preach.
So they think that's the song that is going to take the prize for single of the year, but they think that a bar song from Shaboozy should win instead.
Still not sick of that song.
I don't see a world where that song doesn't win song of the year.
If it doesn't,
it makes no sense.
We're gonna riot.
We should.
If it doesn't, we ride at dawn.
That's what we draw the line.
We are storming off relay.
You can't spend 16 weeks at number one on the charts and not get single of the year. So if it doesn't win, I think that's an absolute travesty.
Yeah. Travesty. Sure.
All right. First of all, some of you guys that are complaining that we're reporting on country music really need something else going on in your life. And the formats are not identical, but there's so much crossover now.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing on country stations.
100%. Okay, so I think a while back I brought this to the show where there was this statistic that came out pretty recently that women would be doing intimate things with robots by the year 2025.
Oh, yes, I remember that article.
Well, it is here.
It is?
Kim Kardashian. Well, okay, maybe not here yet, but maybe we're on the way there because Kim Kardashian just shared some new photos where she is holding hands with her new Tesla robot. Mm. So maybe they're not getting it on, but, you know, it's the first date.
Right. She asked the robot to do heart hands, and it knew how to do heart hands. The robot actually, she put up half her hand, and the robot put up half his hand, and they friggin' made heart hands together.
Mm. It's a matter of time. I was talking to my husband about this last night. We already have humans falling in love with Chat GPT. It's a matter of time before that's inserted into a robot blow-up doll body.
You said inserted.
Yeah, I did.
It's really hard to argue against it. I mean, you could set your timer probably for staying power. Right? It's really hard to, there's not going to be a lot of use for us eventually.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.